I'm glad to meet you all here. Those who could not go over there. Main purpose of life is to know ourselves. The outgoing faculty, outward expression of the soul is called attention. We are soul conscious entities, drops of the ocean of our consciousness. The outward expression of the soul is called attention. Now attention is identified with the outgoing faculties and outward objects. So much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So meditation means withdrawing our attention from all outside and the body below, come up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, from where it illumines the whole body, from where it enables all outgoing faculties to work. So the factory of our body is by run by us, and we are souls. And the outward expression of the soul is called attention. You follow me? How to know oneself? To draw our attention from all outside, bring it to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. Where? From where? It enlivens the whole body and enables all outgoing faculties to work. You might have noticed this in your daily life. Sometimes you are sitting quite absorbed in some thought, so much so that you do not hear from outside, because the attention is withdrawn from outside and absorbed in some particular subject, the object. Somebody calls you, you do not hear. That means complaints. I have called you twice, you have not attended to me. You simply tell him, my attention was absorbed somewhere else. You follow me for now? So long the attention, which is the outer expression of the soul, is not with the ears, ears cannot work. Similarly, that attention is drawn from all outside and from the body below. Body won't be felt. This is what is meant by attention. By withdrawing all your attention from all outside and from the body below to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the time at the back of the eye, where at the time of death soul leaves the body and enters into the tenth door at the back of the eye, where from it transcends into the beyond. This is a thought of, excuse me, thought of dying. You know this, thing of death will have no pinching of it on you. There is no escape from death. All have to leave the body. And seems like we have to leave the body. If by daily practice we meditate, now you follow what I mean by meditating? With all our attention from all outside and from the body below, bring it to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where from the body can live it. Then when you come up over there, you know you are not the body. It is you and the body. And you see some power is controlling you in the body. It is a wonderful house we live in which there are so many apertures of the eyes, ears, nose, mouth into another head, we cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. That power is called God into spiritual power. That is called word. That is called nama, my shabd. So within man's body, but you have to know self by withdrawing all your attention from outside, bringing it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, and then you know some power that controls you. This is really what is meant by meditation. Then what comes next? The God into expression has power. Power has two aspects. When God absolute wanted to be many, there was vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light, and God is music of the spheres, nada. This is, you feel that power is controlling you. Your single eye is open and you see the light of God. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now exactly you follow what I mean, what the word meditation really means. If you succeed daily to rise above body consciousness, that is the last enemy that you have to conquer. He knows how to rise above body consciousness, that is will and pleasure, right? Will you feel out there? This is just passing from one phase to the other. So all glory and beauty lies within you. Man feels joy to come on there. Now we are afraid of going on there. Now, as I explained to you, I'll just explain to you once, then give you a fitting. Man body is considered to be the highest in all creation. It has been spoken of very highly by all scriptures. What are scriptures? The masters who transcended this physical body and what they went transcended into the beyond, whatever experience they had, they are put down in writing and we find them in scriptures. So we are fortunate, we are having all scriptures of the masters who came in the past. When we study them, we find quite parallel thoughts, because they say what they have seen. In an inner way is one and the same for all. So anybody who is very anxious to know, solve this, what is all this mystery of life, is there any life beyond, what it is, how it can be achieved by us too, so such a man, you see, naturally, what will he do? A man who is very anxious to know how this system body goes on, so he is fond of knowing the medical line. Naturally, he sees those who want to plan the medical college what to do. They have certain qualifications to perform first. What? They must have the degree of FSC or BSc. Whosoever can have that degree, he can find entrance in the medical college. When they join the medical college, they sit at the feet of whom? Those who have just performed this man's body, surgery on it, how the system works, how it is retarded, how it can be resumed. We sit at the feet of those. Who may be there, they may be carrying label of anybody. maybe Hindu or Mohammedan or Christian or Jew, that doesn't matter. Who is adept in the system of the man body, how it works and how it is retarded, how that can be resumed to normal state. What they gave us books to read, the books written by the old masters, old teachers, old doctors, who knew how the system of the body works, this they have seen practically, their books are given to read. Right interpretation of those working of these different parts of the body are written in the books, of course, but they need somebody who has seen it and can explain to you very correctly what is what. So those who met the old doctors, they gave out that verbal instruction also, but they gave them demonstration of surgery, how show to show how this system works, how that system works. So we have to read the same books, of course, those who read written in the past doctor by the past doctor. But we now need somebody who has seen the working of the body practically and treated such like case in many. They gave us the same books as written by the old doctors, but they are also able to demonstrate that how the system works by surgery. You know what is done in the medical colleges? They perform operation on the dead bodies. You follow my point now? The same books written by the old doctors are given to us for reading. But the right interpretation we can have only understanding, you may say, when we sit by somebody who is expert in that way, he knows the system of the work, whole body, and explain to us, and also give us a demonstration of the surgery. Similarly, if you are fond of the spiritual way, similarly some qualification required. What for? For knowing how, what I am, what is my relation to the body, what is my relation, if at all, to the old self. All this system is given in the books. Masters who have unraveled the mystery of body, they know how the system of body works, as I just explained to you before. It is our attention that gives enlivens all the body below, and all outgoing faculties also help to do their work. Those who have known that system and seen and demonstrated to many others who have had that experience, so such a man required to interpret what is given in the scriptures. Scriptures contain statements of those who analyze themselves by self-analysis, risen above body consciousness, knew they are the force working at the behind of the whole faculty of the man body, how it can stop, how it can resume, how to transcend physical body. There are many mentions in the house of our father, how to transcend our own reality to home of our father. So such a one, if we sit by these interpreters of the scriptures, they can only give us the right interpretation of what is given there. They say God is light. We say our duty when we close our eyes at darkness. When they are given and sitting, they see light. So many of you have seen light with them. So somebody wanted, these things are given in the book, in the scripture. They see that the light which is within you is not darkness. Now, this is what I mean to say, if we are going to interpret these scriptures at the intellectual level, we will not be able to do full justice of the work. We will simply, either that is like that or that. When you see something, you are definite. So we need somebody, first of all, some qualification required, as in the case of medical college. And that qualification is what? Good character, humility, love, truthful, love of all. We are all children of God. And enthusiasm to know what is all this mystery going on. Such a one, naturally, God makes some arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where who can give you a contact through these. All self within you and also enable you to withdraw yourself from all outside, rise above body consciousness, and you will see, I am not the body. I am that working at the back of all factory of the body. Then you see some whole self is controlling us in the body. So the man who needs, if he just like a tyrant, is needed. To a tyrant, you see, is wanted, you see, who can guide him on the way and give you right interpretation of the books as well. We can read books, scriptures, we can read to some extent of intellectual level, but the right interpretation what was given by those whose statements are contained in the scriptures can only be had when you sit by somebody who has seen that. At the intellectual level they differ. So it is not a matter of what they have not seen, they say, we say, see and then say, and bear testimony to it. So Master, whenever they come, they give you the what they have experienced. To all alike, this is subject, you see, which affects all men alike. God made man with equal privileges, no high, no low, born the same way. So man body is the highest in all creation, but body, he has body, he is not the body. He is a liberty body, he is a soul body, he is a conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. So at the intellectual level you may have some satisfaction. But full satisfaction will arise only when you see for yourself what is what. So we need somebody who has seen the working of this man body, how it works, how it is stopped, and what is that power that enlivens this body, and what is that power which is when this body will leave where it goes. When we are working, body is working only so long as we are in the body. When we leave the body, then it is intact, lying down, the same machinery, but does not work. The indweller is gone. We have to know that indweller. Man, know thyself. That is given in the scriptures. I just explained to you in the beginning, in few words, your attention, the outward expression of the soul, identifying the body in all outside. So much of you have forgotten yourself, you can analyze yourself. It is a practical little demonstration that was given to you. Most of you have succeeded, some may not have. But if you do the right way, they will have the same thing. So my advantage is, so we need somebody which, who can give us this demonstration. In their feet only we can have the right interpretation of the scriptures. They say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. There is a sign in the scriptures, straight is the way and narrow the gate which leadeth to life. But few there are who find it. These are given scriptures. What do they mean? So anyone who can give it demonstration of that, such a man is required. Simply read scriptures in your very sweet melody, I'm tuned, galet. By that, you won't be able to, what is it in there to have that? That's your devotion, all right. See, God is light, God is pervading in all creation, you sing like anything. But have you got the eye to see that God is light, a God really revelating in all creation? Then good action. That is done for knowing God. But it is not knowing God, it is just in singing something or reading something, we give something about God. To see a thing is different, to sing something written in the books, that is different. You must have the right interpretation of the scriptures. And who can give you that? Who has seen it? Who can give this demonstration of it? The word guru means, when you close your eyes with all darkness, it gives you little impetus, incentive, and your darkness is removed to see light, as you have seen some of you. So reading of books is the first of scriptures, that's right. But reading in the company of those who have seen those things which are given in the scriptures, they will also be able to give you demonstration of that. Open your inner eye as a single eye to see what is given in the scripture. So reading of books is the first thing. That is why it is said, if you sit by a real master, no word, I am using the word real master. Master's full, the world is full of them. Then if you sit, say, an hour with him, that gives you more than hundreds of years spent in penances of reading books. Reading books without the right understanding thereof, they are good actions, because you are done with a noble purpose. But you are the doers, as you sow, so shall you reap. Good action brings out good fruit. But that does not give you what is written there. You follow my point? So reading of books is good, reading of scriptures is good, but what is given there, that is what you wanted. It said of Bulaisha, has been it said, you see. He read books all through life. Towards the end of his life, he met with his guru. Sainath, his name was. When he came to him, he gave him a demonstration of the light within. His inner eye was open. That Kalam-e-Kaleem of music of spheres he heard. Then what did he do? Of course, I don't recommend that, but I knew what he did, I'm telling you. He put all the all books, what he read all through life, put it under the sat over there. People said, what are you doing? Well, all life I have been reading this book have not given the thing which they contain. I have come to a master who gives me that thing. So they work with that. I don't recommend that. We have great regard for the scriptures we have got. But on the practical point of view, what he did, I am putting before you. Suppose there is a spoon. Day long you will be putting in the, what you say, some sweet thing prepared. Do you think the spoon will have the taste of it? No? Similarly, one donkey is loaded with books of all, I mean, scriptures. Do you think the donkey knows the value of that? Similarly, we have got so much in our brains, all libraries hidden. Do we really know what is in there? To read books is right. But to understand is more right. And to understand is better, but to what you understand, live up to this is still better. So all scriptures say they are God. Don't you say? That is life is you. He is light. He is some principle. Have you seen him? You have not seen him then? If you say God is light, God is overrating all creation, that is a good action, of course. Why, you me are really blind. A blind man sees God, sun is rising in the horizon. It is very much ablaze. But he has not seen his sun. Simply something like that is our state. So Master say, if you know the rules, how the health is maintained, knowing only in intellectual way, do you think you become healthy? I am giving you the example from to say where we are erring. We find something, what you say, little consolation. But really we have not had that very thing which we read in the scripture. You follow my point? So there are teachers and teachers. World is full of teachers. We have respect for all at whose feet we have learned something. Something of the outer side and also something of the inner side. So because we are out of spirituality, knowing oneself, knowing God, we prefer more to those who can give some demonstration of our own self and the God over self, which is controlling us in the body and controlling all creation. So Guru Nanak says, out of millions I found one saint. There are teachers, I said, many teachers of the outside world, you see. There are teachers who simply give you how the health is maintained, that's good. Yoga, Hatha Yoga, that gives you also how to make your will strong, that's good. They show you some supernatural power, here it is, like that. That's all right then. But what is spirituality? This is no spirituality. Spirituality is no spiritism. You can contact with the spirit beyond. You will have, what you say, hypnotism to hypnotize others. You can mesmerize others, but that is no spirituality. Spirituality is purely a subject of analyzing yourself, knowing yourself, and knowing yourself. This is what is truly speaking of spirituality. It does not mean having old labels or rituals or customs or forms that you first have. Man is a social being, we must have some social body belief. So this is what I was impressing on you, that what is spirituality. Sometimes people only are drawn to this, performing this form of ritual, that some, because social bodies have their own customs, you see, their own rules to abide by. They are made for the good of the people, so that many people may derive benefit. But only performing that much, suppose we sit and say our prayers, we light a candle, that's good. We ring the bell also, that's good. You go to the churches, to the temples, light a candle, ring the bell. What does that show? That shows the man body, the true temple of God, in which the light of is within, and sound of bell is going there. Really, you are the temple of the God, in which God is light. You have made only models outside to show such like light is within you. Such like sound is reverberating within you. To only perform rites and rituals, there are good action again, I would say. But to read scriptures is a good thing, what value it carries. To perform all outside rites and rituals is good, because they are reminder of something higher. But really to enter this man body and see that light and that sound principle, well, this is the real thing, what is what, that is true what is. God is spirit and you can spirit worship in spirit alone. This is what is meant. Sometimes people perform out of the penances, you see, that the fire, burn the fire on all around, four sides, right, left, front and back, and sun over. That is called panchagni. You simply torment your body, well, it's in the mind that will be controlled. So all these things were led to the way which the Master wanted to. But all those who can learn all these things from whom we have respect for them, but they will tell us something of the outside, not of the soul within. Those who are really spiritual, they will simply tell you, tap inside, like Emerson said. Who you are, what you are. Are you the man body? Are you the outgoing faculties? Are you the mind? You have the mind, you have the intellect, you have the outgoing faculties. You are conscious being, on account of which all these are working. Who can give you this demonstration is taken to be a master. So when really man is after truth by performing outside, oh God, really we do perform outer rituals also, outer way, light candle also, oh God, we want to meet you. Those have got the real yearning within. God is within you, watching your all the tendency of the mind. If you are really after this, he will make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere. Where is benefit? God is there in every heart. So Kabir were asked, then what to do? Now we hear such like things, really our heart wants, we must meet somebody who has that, in whom that power is working, and he is competent to give us that something to start with, some capital to start with. So he said, there's a way. Be true to your own self. Does it show your heart wants it? You really want God? You really hanker after God? Generally we remember God, we worship God for the things of the world, of this world and the world hereafter. Few there are who really want God. Just go deep down in your heart when you pray, what you want. Mostly you find, we found comforts of this world. Somebody is sick, he may be recovered. We are poor, we may get more money, this and that, or of the, what, good things of the world hereafter, not God. Few there are, of course. Those who got that yearning to meet God, God will make some arrangement. What? He will bring you in contact with somewhere, where is benefit? Who can give you a demonstration of that, something of the capital on the way to see that capital you have to dwell from day to day? Tomorrow Master said, don't believe the sayings of a master unless you see for your own self what is left to some extent. That's the main thing. So there are centers in the brain. If you dwell those centers, put in whole attention, mind that. Attention is a very strong thing. The outer expression of our soul is attention. God is all attention. When He wanted one wish to be many, the whole creation came into being. We are drops of the ocean of all that consciousness. If we concentrate within our own self, withdraw from all outside, we are great in man. We can work wonders. The wrestlers, when they exercise, they put whole attention in the body, how strong they become. You put in whole attention in the centers of the brain, we become intellectual giants. So there are centers in the brain of the different outside mind knowledges. If you just dwell that, you will have that thing. There are two parts of the brain, one is grey, one is white. We have been able to form some center of the grey brain, not of the white. So From my point of view, see, whatever capacity, whatever competency a teacher meets us, we can dwell that much, what he has got. The one who has known God within and also gives a demonstration of that, something to start with. With the world philosophy, then their religion starts. Every child's religion starts when you rise above body consciousness. It's something practical. Suppose your teacher, you want to become a doctor. At Auschwitz, you sit is merely a compounder. He can make you a compounder, not a doctor. You may have met somebody who are compounders, you might say. They have learned something, they have learned something, may have be actually done little thing also, but they cannot make you a doctor. The master is the mouthpiece of the perennial source within him. So that thing is within you. So the true prayer comes out of ourselves. That is heard by God. True prayer means what? What is at our heart, the same is expressed by the mouth, and that is the same thought of in your brain. All three agree, then it is true. Do you want God? Yes, sir. Then God must meet you. That is the law, demand and supply is the law, the food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. A child who was born 5,000 years back or 500 years back, God made arrangement for the child milking the mother before he was born. Do you think that law has been stopped now? Those will come in the future, instead of that law. Guru appears when the child is ready. So in the man body we have got the highest aim that is before us is to know God. Absolute Lord know. That God power which came into expression, I am one of it to be many. There was vibration that worldless became world. Nameless became Nama. That power is the cause of all creation. That is permeating all creation. That is controlling all creation. That is also controlling us in the body too. Otherwise there are so many doors open, eyes, ears, mouth and nose, we cannot run away out of it. That power controls. When that power is done, we have to leave the body. So that inner way is one for all. That is contacting the God into expression, which is called world. World is a lamp unto my feet. That is light, that's voice of God, music of the field. Those who are world made flesh, they can give you a contact with the world within you. So sitting by such a personality gives you more in an hour by radiation, and give you a, if you give you a demonstration to start with it with some capital, how wonderful it is. What you cannot have by sitting, by doing hundreds of penances, reading, writing, everything I explained to you, what is practical man will give you a demonstration, what he speaks, those words are charged with it, the atmosphere is charged. You have those words coming out of the heart, go to the heart, and you have got right understanding. That power is God, Nama, world. World was in the beginning, was the world, world was with God, and world was God. And the whole creation came up after that. So that is light and sound principle, Jyoti Mara and Shruti Mara within you. There are so many yogas. Each yoga has its own scope. This is natural yoga which is within you, which which is called yoga of the attention or thought. The demonstration of which something, some capital given by really whose word made flesh, in whom that grace is working. All flesh will go to him. He never says, I am God, he says his grace is working. You follow me? Are we really out of spirituality? That God will give you. He makes an arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be put on the way. When His grace descends only, some such, what you say, meeting arranged by God to put you on the way. And what He gives you? The highest yoga of all yoga, the yoga of the spirit, the yoga of the sound current, yoga of the surat or attention. This is, I have explained to you, we have respect for all teachers, what we learn from them, but that's all for the exalted child. And one more thing what is wanted, even if you meet such a master, you see, one third is taught by word of mouth and two third by what? Receptivity. So devotion and love for the teacher will help you to have two third of the teaching more than simply learning at the intellectual level. First of all, as you think, so you become. I am saying to you the science of the soul, what it is. So those of you see, don't you know what this guy says? He says, I am the tree of the grapes. So long as the branches are embedded into me, they give full fruit. If they are cut off, they cannot give fruit. Similar, so long as, what you say, let my words abide in you and you abide in me. You see? You will bear forth full fruit. This is it. You will have this receptivity by devotion and love. And you will learn two thirds more than you will learn at the feet outwardly. This is, I have given you some thing of the yoga as taught by the masters. This way, inner way has been the same ever since the world began. Those references you find in the scriptures with you today, the right interpretation you can have only at the feet of somebody who has got that experience and is competent to give you experience. So be true to yourself, please. You have got such a thing, fortunate you are. If up to this time you have not had such opportunity, pray God. God is with you. When that is true, He hears our voice. He is not deaf. If you really want God to be manifest, we really after the beautiful vision of God, God will come. If a child is playing, he cries, mother goes and gives him something to play. He is engaged in that. Then again mother goes away. Again he cries. Again mother comes out. Then give him something to eat. Then he, child again keeps quiet. Then again he goes away. Again child cries. And then mother comes up and gives him everything. He is not satisfied. Then he takes up the child and hugs it to his bed. You know, when we are not satisfied with anything of this world or the hereafter, God does accept us. He is waiting for us. When you want, really. And man's body is your own golden opportunity in which you can have this and no other. So so fortunate we are, we have got remembered. See how far we have succeeded so far in life. This is what is really what is meant by master of spirituality. Thank you.
So may we have a few moments of silent pleasure from
you? As you please, it is up to you. All right, if you want. Sit down. Silence means silence of the mind, silence of the heart. Go deep down to solitude within the closet of your body, and you'll find him. Sit down, please, for a few minutes, repeat the memories of God.